Part 3. Winter, Miss Cabot.
'Twas the month before Christmas, and all through New York, all the window designers were having a lark. Commuters were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of Christmas bills danced in their heads. When all of a sudden there rose such a clatter that I ran to the door to see what was the matter. And what, to my wondering eye, should I see but a window designer in a tiny MG. His teeth were so shiny, hair was so blonde, hand was so tan, and he carried a wand. And then, as he drove very slow in first gear, a myriad of elves began to appear. In windows all over this magical town, the Thanksgiving decor began to come down. They worked and he drove, and on the car came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. On Bergdorf, on Altman's, on Klein's, on the Square, on Gimbel's, on Macy's, on Casual Air. He even called Tiffany's, but just as a token for the window, said Tiffany's seemed to be broken. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his breath smelled of sherry. Just beautiful. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He worked like a fool, not a word did he speak. He erected a manger, terribly chic, erected a magi, and when he was done, he erected another one just for fun. Then he sprang to his car, to his elves gave a whistle. Away they all flew like the down of a thistle. Heard him exclaim as he careened out of sight, "Merry Christmas, sweetie. Good night."